Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our over the road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, the website FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out everything that she's got on that page. It's Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Okay, we'll get cracking here. The Biden administration officials reportedly are at a loss for what to do in response to the current hostage situation in Afghanistan. Again, they're stuck on stupid by saying, oh, there's only 100 or maybe 200 there, telling reporters that they don't control the airspace as several planes holding Americans have been prevented by the Taliban from leaving the country. In the meantime, Daryl Issa stepped in yesterday and said, whoa, time out. There's at least 500 Americans stranded in Afghanistan.
Well, at least is the right number. I mean, or at least is the right way to say it. We don't have a clue how many are there.
Nope.
And the Biden administration is still to this day saying if they want to get out, there are people there that still want to stay. There's nobody in their right mind that would want to stay. Okay, so, I mean, it's just a massive blatant lie that there are the people that are staying want to stay. It's just an outrageous statement.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the six airplanes or getting other people out, I would say, too, that is also a lie. Because the one country that was all created by Obama when he released the Taliban five from Guantanamo and gave them a formal office embassy in Doha,
mm-hmm,
is Qatar. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we have Blinken and Austin in Qatar right this second.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that that is the only chip that we have is putting some pressure on Qatar to do something here. Qatar, it just makes me angry more than anything. But Qatar has been protecting the Taliban for years and years and years.
Right.
And Qatar has also, too, by the way, has essentially opened the airport in Kabul. And there are flights that are going into Kabul.
Mm-hmm.
What are called humanitarian flights. So, you know that Qatar is the culprit, and we have a card to play. And we, for whatever reason, we're not doing it. Perhaps that is part and parcel of the discussion that Blinken and Austin are having on their little trip over there. So the other piece is somebody needs to go to Pakistan. Somebody needs to confront Pakistan in all of this, because they're just as complicit and guilty in supporting all things Taliban as Qatar is.
Now, a majority of voters blame President Joe Biden's administration for the chaos surrounding the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, but more than two-thirds would suppose using military force to rescue the Americans left behind that are there right now.
Well, it's all how the question is really, what is force? I mean, is that a air campaign? Is that a ground campaign? Is that a hybrid campaign? Is that, you know, if the Taliban can kidnap and hold hostage American citizens, which, by the way, it also should be said that the United States is not the only country that left people behind.
That's right.
Germany, I would say, left really the most with about 6,000.
Right.
The Brits and so forth and so on. So, what does that look like? And the other thing is, what are the other countries saying? Do they care at all about the people that they left behind? Are they just going to bail out? Are we in any discussions with, you know, their government officials on all of this? There's a lot of other questions that need to be asked here, and we're not asking them. You know, where's NATO in all of this? So do we just leave a whole country now to the tangos, if you will? I mean,
yeah. Well, I've heard that England is engaged in trying to converse with the NATO people.
Well, I mean, that would stand to reason for sure, because they're NATO. But the question here is, what's the plan? Is there not going to be one?
All right, to be continued on the other side of the break. What's the plan? That's a good question. What was the plan to begin with? That's an even better question. Congress wants an answer. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's getting weirder by the day. And we'll be right back with more. Right after this break, Ron Edwards is taking us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And hey, grandparents and homeschoolers, listen up, because this portion of the program is brought to you by Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Now, education of our youth has always been critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. So the sooner youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Now, the best thing about it is you can go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. Take a look at what we have there, what she has there for you to look at. There's three different books. You can buy them in a set, or you can buy them individually. And I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed, and the little ones will learn history, American history, the right way. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too. And don't forget, you can get it locally here at the Coastal Market, number 607, 607 Clearwater Largo Road. That's the Coastal Market, 607, at number 607 Clearwater Largo Road. TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Bagab and Bob on the line. And we're going to find out what his question is. Okay, sir, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. I heard that province, the northern province in Afghanistan, that the Taliban have taken them over. Is that true? And the second thing I wanted to say is, unless we're willing to make some real concessions to the Taliban, I think they're just going to keep holding. They're not going to let those hostages go. I think we just have to go back in, just take it back over. They're just the way it is. All right, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Denise, go ahead.
We have some cards that we can play. Again, it's either Pakistan or Qatar. We have a very large Air Force base in Doha. And, right now at this point, I think if Blinken and Austin had any guts about them, I think I would be saying to Doha, you know what, if you don't handle this, because we screwed it up, but you guys need to fix it, I think I'd be threatening to remove that base, close it up. We have other places in the Middle East that are a lot friendlier to the United States and more aligned to our interests in the Middle East than Doha.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd be having perhaps some of that discussion, but, that's me.
Well, I do not believe that the Taliban have taken complete control of that province, do you?
No, they have not.
Yeah, because of where I saw the pictures, the photo op being taken care of, are being shown this morning on television.
Well,
look,
it's in their interest to put out false propaganda, and they're good at it, and I would imagine that they'll get even better, but they're by far not in control. And let's not overlook the notion that we have the abilities, significant abilities, to do a Charlie Wilson operation.
Mm-hmm.
So not all is completely lost, but I don't believe that the Biden administration has any grit to do anything that really needs to be done here. There's a way to clean up this mess.
Yep.
But that would necessarily make Biden a wartime president, and he's not going to go there.
Yep. He certainly doesn't want to do any military action, even if it's to go in there to rescue our people. Okay, one more call, and then we'll go back to what we were doing. Okay, Ian, what's your question for Denise?
Comment, then I'm going to hang up. Just respectfully, you're talking about all these cards got to play. We got nothing to play. We got buckets because we got idiots that don't know what they're doing running this government, okay? And not number two, the Arabs, the Muslims, whatever you want to call them, the Middle Easterners, are going to side with their kin. And they've been playing us for fools. This is classic Arab trick. They're going to side with us. They're going to side with their Taliban buddies, okay? And number three, the Arabs and all the other countries around here are going to break ranks, and they're going to make deals with Russia and China now to move us out of the region. All right?
Okay.
We're alone now.
Right.
We are alone,
thank
and we
you.
Better wake up.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I understand the anger, and I think, it's warranted here. The Biden administration should be cleaning up this mess, and as I said, I don't think that they have the grit of or the gumption to do it. But if we get enough pressure from, just wait until some of these European countries start experiencing some real nastiness as a result of the reconstitution of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State.
Right.
And another immigration crisis that they did with the Syrian refugees. So, This administration has no guts, and they Austin and Millie, not Austin, but what's his name, Blinken, may be over there on some other kind of fact finding thing.
Right.
I don't know, but this is also too for the survival reputation, not only of the Biden administration, but right now with the military. Let's understand that. There's a lot of people that are about as disgusted as they can possibly be with these generals, and rightly so.
Well, let me tell you where it starts, because I knew about this, and you and I talked about this late last week. But President Biden is facing some real sharp criticism over his administration's handling of the U.S. military's withdrawal from Afghanistan coming up on this 20th anniversary of September 11th. I happen to know, and you've seen the reports, and there's been some people that have come out and said, we do not want President Joe Biden to come to Ground Zero in New York City. He's coming anyway, like it or not. But then they said, well, if he does, we're going to turn our back on him.
Well, I understand the emotion, and it's the right emotion to have. But Biden doesn't care that anybody turns his back on, and I'm not quite convinced he would necessarily know to start with, because he doesn't pay that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this cat is so, he's in a bubble. His White House personnel have him in an absolute bubble here, so he, I don't even believe that he necessarily understands the dangers of what happened giving up Bagram and the dangers of the military equipment that the Taliban is sitting on. But it's going to come to a head because there's going to be some hearings on the Hill, and I think they're going to be some of the most fascinating TV that we're going to have in a long time.
Did you see the flatbed trucks yesterday loaded up with Humvees and other items metal reinforced vehicles? I think I saw a couple of MRAPs on a couple of flatbed trailers that were going into Iran from Afghanistan. Did you see that?
Sure. I didn't see that one yesterday, but I have seen them, and I do know that that the Taliban is selling off an awful lot of these assets for reverse engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if it shows up on a battlefield somewhere against us, and I think it will eventually.
Well, we're thinking of the battlefield in the conventional sense. I don't know that it'll have to be in the conventional sense.
No.
Because all you have to do is put out some kind of a threat, you know, by driving a tank into a town or whatever. So, let's not forget that the Taliban is smarter than we think they are. They do have special forces, by the way.
Yeah.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they were the first ones to get the uniforms.
Yeah, so...
All right, I hear the music coming, but we'll have to continue this tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about this because I just don't see it going anywhere, do you?
No.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the things that she writes about. She's also got a podcast over there, and you can hear the different interviews that she does. Check it out, and I'll be back right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in nearly every U.S. state. The variant first identified in Columbia back in January has been seen in every state now except Nebraska, with the most cases in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. The World Health Organization named Mu a variant of interest last week, as early research seemed to show that it may be able to avoid protections provided by vaccines and natural immunity. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations where they can train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We're going to tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And by the way, don't forget to check them out online. They're going to tell you all about it right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you where they'll train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're over across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of those locations. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to get answers from the financial people, because if you're a veteran and you are post 9/11 and have not used your educational benefits, you'll probably be able to get everything paid for 100%. Now, depending on how long you've been out of the service pre-9/11, you'll get a partial payment, and then the rest of it will be financed the normal way through a student loan. And that's not a difficult procedure to go through, but they'll explain it all for you so you'll know long before you get started. But the big deal with becoming an aviation maintenance tech is simple. Number one, job security, and number two, you make a lot of money really quick. How's that? That sound like an interest? Well, it sure should. So, check them out online, NAA.edu, or give them a call. Ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080, and never forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Gitmo pre-trial hearings for the 9/11 suspects are restarting today. I'm not sure how they're going to bring the people out that they got there that are scheduled to be tried. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed obviously is one of them, but I'm not sure how they're going to do this, how many at a time they're going to bring out or whatever, if it's going to be like an assembly line procedure. But the pretrial hearings for the suspects will begin today at Gitmo. We'll probably hear more about it, I would say, after the dinner hour, after supper time, I would say. Probably after supper time, there'll be some sort of joint press release that'll be put out there. So there you go. Now, I want to talk about the report that Daryl Issa put out there late yesterday afternoon. And it was something that we hadn't heard, but it's extremely important because Congressman Daryl Issa from California, whose office has been working to evacuate several citizens in Afghanistan, said it's likely that about 500 Americans remain stranded in the country still. Now, that's a figure that's at odds with estimates provided by White House officials who are saying that, well, there's only 100 or 200 people there. I believe it's much more than that, and I'll tell you why. Before the Afghan government and army fully collapsed and the Taliban took over the country, the White House estimated that between 10 and 15,000 Americans were in country. Biden said last week there were more than 120,000 people, including Afghans and Americans, that were evacuated from the Kabul airport. But if you take a look at the numbers of where these people were scattered, they were in Kandahar, besides being in Kabul. And they were at this airport, Mazar-i-Sharif, waiting for the planes to take off. Now, the key to what's going on there is that there's a group called Ascend, which is an NGO that teaches young women leadership through athletics. And over the weekend, they said that they have two planes that have been waiting for 6 days, ready to go for 600 to 1,200 people, including a confirmed 19 American citizens and two permanent residents. Now, they were going to fly them out. There's six planes that are there. Two of the planes are big. I'm going to guess they'll seat 300. The other planes look like they might be 100-seaters. So, that would be, let's see, 300, 300, 600, the four, that'd be 1,000 that they'd be able to take out at one time. What would they do with the rest of them? I don't know. More planes? Maybe, possibly. But that's what we've been told. Those people are there, not on the planes, as has been reported, but in the airport. And the Taliban just won't let them get on the planes. So, what we'll do next, I don't know. Denise and I were talking about it. Again, the poll that's out there that just jumps right up at you. a majority of the voters who blame Joe Biden's administration for the chaos surrounding the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, also has two-thirds who would support using military force to rescue Americans left behind. Now, Denise says, it all depends on what they mean by force. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say force means you're going to go in there with your guns, your weapons, and anybody that shoots at you, you're going to shoot them again, shoot at them first to defend yourself. That's what I'm going to, that's all about. Now, that's just me. And I don't know. But you're certainly not going to send people in there to go get the people that are on the planes unless you're going to take them out. Now, something else. The area where the Northern Resistance is, that we're being told, well, the Taliban got in there and took control of it and took it over. Did anybody other than me actually notice the pictures of the Taliban and where they were at? They weren't on the high ground. They were not on the high ground. They were down at the low ground where the gates are to get in there, on the one road that goes in, the one road that comes out. Now, that being said, they haven't climbed upstairs because they know they would be in an ambush. They know that. So consequently, they're down by the border, the provincial border, with the one road in and one road out. But the people that don't know, that don't pay attention, that haven't apparently bothered to check and see that there's only one way in and one way out, and that this province that they're in, and I'm going to get the name here in a minute, so I get Panjshir, there we go, Panjshir, Afghanistan's last free province, it's never been defeated, never been conquered. And the reason for that is the topography. Because they get up in the mountains and they look down, and you don't even know which way the bullets are coming at you when they start shooting. They have an advantage being up in the air, firing down at anybody that comes at them. So I'm not buying that the Taliban have control of that province. Do they have control of the lower end down there? Sure. Because it was obvious. But they were not up in the mountains where I suspect these Northern Alliance people are. And I hear the music, so that means, guess what? Chris Markowski, who should be back today, will be coming back with us. And we'll have more on the Captain's America Third Watch right here. Don't go anywhere. It's about to get real with Mr. Markowski, because we're going to talk about money and all that good stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of...
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by my friends at Moss Acura. That's Moss, M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And all you got to do is remember, Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with all the free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they also honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Did you have a good Labor Day, or were you laboring?
Oh, a little bit of work, a little bit of fun.
how you're supposed to do it, right?
Well, yeah, but if you're in New Orleans or Louisiana or Mississippi or Alabama, a shortage of supplies and workers is going to delay the Gulf rebuilding after Ida. Just a way of doing life again, doing business down there.
Without a doubt. I mean, the supply chains in certain items and the prices in certain things have come down, but it's still not where it needs to be. It's going to make it very, very costly to do a lot of the rebuild down there. It really is. I mean, again, you look at the prices, the input prices in regards to building a home, they've gone up considerably compared to where they were back in 2018, 2019. So, yes, it's going to be an extra burden on the people down there, without a doubt.
Now, wasn't Labor Day the last official day the federal government was giving any of these states money for the extra unemployment?
Yes, the extra $300 extended unemployment, federal based, yes it is.
Okay, well, the Labor Secretary Walsh says the focus must now shift from unemployment to job connections.
Well, yeah, I mean, you go out and look for a job. I mean,
right.
It's not rocket science, it really isn't. You need to go out and find a job, go look for a job, go find one. I mean, I don't know the way to put it. I mean, there's plenty of job openings in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, people, they hold themselves back, and a lot of it has to do with ego. I'm overqualified for this or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
A job is a job. And, if you're working at something, it's always going to lead, if you do a good job, it's going to always lead to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. So I never got, they talk about entry-level jobs, whatever it may be, or the worst one is dead-end jobs. No such thing as a dead-end job.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, yeah, flipping burgers, that's a dead-end job. No, it's not. That's its exact opposite. You got nowhere to go but up from that position in life. So, I mean, it's the wrong way of looking at things, many people do, and they hold themselves hostage to their own egos.
All right, we have a question from a caller. I'm going to go over to the phone line. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for Chris Markowski?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Chris. Captain, earlier I forgot to mention, also for yesterday, we want to congratulate all the ladies that had their babies. It was also Labor Day in that regard also. But, Chris, I wonder, with this big spending bill that we have coming up, and there's a lot of trouble in Democrat land because there's infighting and some of them are saying, no, it's too expensive. But with the current climate we have with these prices going up and inflation setting in, God forbid if that $3.5 trillion does pass, how much worse is it going to get, sir? That's my question. Thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm expecting 15% to 20% inflation moving forward. That's what I'm expecting. And I'm sorry, I know that they talk about there's trouble in Democrat land. I don't believe that. I don't. I believe that, yeah, I think that they'll probably come down from the price tag a little bit. They probably won't get the corporate tax at 28. It'll probably come in at 25. There'll be some back and forth here and there, but the Democrats are going to get most of what they want. I don't believe that Manchin and Sinema are going to hold the line. But again, whose fault is that? It's the Republican Party. Republican Party put themselves in the position that they are by running god-awful candidates in the state of Georgia. Dropping the ball, losing the Senate when they should have had the Senate, should have been a slam dunk. And now we're going to get a massive expansion of the welfare state. But again, will Republicans do anything else? No, they'll run the same candidates who have given over a period of time, who's next in line, like they always do. And this is, again, all of you Republicans out there, you're a bunch of fools supporting this party. You are. You're foolish. You're foolish to give them money because they're going to fail you again and again and again.
I always give money to the candidate.
Only way. Never the party.
Yep, the candidate. Now, I want to mention something here. Have you heard of a town called Taylor, Texas?
I actually think I'm on a radio station around there somewhere.
Well, I am, so you might be on the same one with me because we're on a lot of the same ones. But anyway, Taylor, Texas is offering the Samsung company a large property tax break to build a $17 billion chip plant there.
It's a mistake. I'm not a big believer. Well, listen, they may, you know, they attract jobs there. They may get a property tax break, whatever it may be. I just think it's wrong. I'm a big believer. I love the founders of this country. I love the American ideal where we're all supposed to be equal under the law. How are we equal under the law when, you know, a major corporation doesn't have to pay the same tax rates that everybody else has to pay? To me, it's unconstitutional. You know, I don't understand why there are not lawsuits filed based upon this fact. How is it constitutional that someone pay a lower tax rate than someone else? Then when in the Declaration of Independence, basically a founding document saying that we're supposed to be equal under the law, and we're not. I don't like it when it's done anywhere in this country. People, policy, oh, well, we need this to attract this business here. No, if everybody played by the rules and, you know, was allowed to do that, well, then guess what? You make yourself attractive by lowering everyone's tax rates there. And that's the fair way to do it.
Boeing is in trouble again. They just lost a major order with Ryanair on the 737 MAX 10 over the fact that they would not come down with their prices. They were trying to negotiate a better price deal, Ryanair and Boeing wouldn't budge.
Yeah, I was reading about that this morning. Again, we'll see. It might be a negotiation tactic. There's also been a lot of planes that have been grounded all over the globe.
But did you hear the number of planes they were going to buy? 210.
They're a discount carrier for Europe.
Yeah, they are.
There's EasyJet is another one that's over there.
Mm-hmm.
They also might be like I said, a negotiation tactic. Because again, a lot of planes have been grounded around the world, and you know they may be able to get other ones on the cheap. So we'll see. Again, that is the plane that ran into all of the issues and all of the problems. So Ryanair might be in a bit. The position when it comes to negotiating.
And finally, an oil boom has once again struck North Dakota, and a North Dakota county has got the fastest growth in the United States with the oil boom, the shale oil boom out there.
Please keep it down. Matt, quiet. You know what the Biden administration find out because they're going to shut it down.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, any type of energy device, just keep it on the down low. Don't let the lefties find out about it because they'll be up there protesting and trying to shut it down faster. You can say boo.
Yeah, by the way, a pretty poor job report over the weekend, Friday, I guess.
That's the understatement of the weekend. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not the slightest bit surprised by this. This is one of the things that, again, isn't it funny how all these super smart economists get it that wrong? They were expecting over 700,000 jobs. It came in at 280,000 jobs.
Less than that, 235.
Yeah, they failed to understand that, you know what, a higher taxes and regulation makes it difficult for employers to go on.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Coming right back with Earl Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.